Welcome to the podcast of Living That Christian Life / Battle of the Belly Balls with your host, DJ MC Servant. This is episode 3. If you listen to episode 1 and 2, you may have noticed that there is a pattern to this podcast. The odd episodes will be Living That Christian Life. And when I say odd, I mean odd-numbered episodes. And the even-numbered episodes will be Battle of the Belly Bulge. Living That Christian Life is a little obvious. It deals with Christian living. Battle of the Belly Bulge is about exercise to facilitate the ability to move and physically praise the Lord. In episode 1, I discussed how one is allowed or the process of how one receives salvation. Matthew chapter 6, verse 3 states, "Seek you first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." Some people take that out of context. God is not a genie. You cannot ask God for things that are out of his character. The first part of that scripture, it's about salvation. How first and foremost, we are falling short of the mark. And as it is obvious, we are not perfect, as in all mankind. And I'm being inclusive here. Mankind includes womankind. So we all fall short of perfection. And what's worse, if we have to line ourselves up to see if we're perfect at all, we have to do a look to the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments that were given to Moses. If anyone of the Ten Commandments have been broken by us personally, we fail that test of being perfect, and being imperfect would drop us into the category of being sinners. I know most people are aware of the Ten Commandments, but not so specifically. So I'll just state them so we can just hear them. The first of the Ten Commandments are, "You shall not have any other gods before holy God." What does that mean? If you pray to anyone other than holy God, the creator of all that is, that was, and will be, and that's to come, that would say you're having a God other than God Almighty. The second commandment, "You will not have any graven images." Some people worship things like totem poles, physical animals, replicas of physical animals, pictures, etc., etc., etc. That etc., etc., etc. would include worshiping things like money, physical people, and astrological bodies. The third commandment is not to misuse God's name. I can't give a direct example because to do so would be using God's name outside of his name or using his name in vain. But I can give a liking example. It's like when somebody calls somebody a dummy, as outside of their name, their actual name, that one that they were given at birth. The fourth commandment is to keep the Sabbath day holy. For the purposes of this podcast, Sunday is the Sabbath day, but most Christians observe the Sabbath as Sunday. So for the purposes of this podcast, Sunday will be the Sabbath. And that would be the day that you set aside and congregate for the purpose of worshiping God, learning more about God, and praising God. The fifth commandment is to honor your father and your mother. To do this commandment or to break it would be to disrespect the wishes of your mother and your father in action, deed, or speech. It's like a child who's jumping up and down in the grocery store because the mother of the child will not pick up a particular item that the child wants and the child throws a fit. That would be dishonoring your mother. That's a mild example, but that is dishonoring your mother and your father. The sixth commandment, you shall not murder. That is self-explanatory. Don't kill anybody. The seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. Adultery is not just cheating on your husband or your wife. That would be to include sex outside of marriage. I know the culture that lives today under the banner, if it feels good, do it, follows a ungodly way. It follows a worldly way. The eighth commandment, you shall not steal, is self-explanatory. Do not steal. That means taking property that does not belong to you. The ninth commandment, you shall not lie, as in a falsehood about someone or some activity. In the 10th commandment, the 10th commandment is you shall not covet. What is covet? To actually want something that does not belong to you. Just the thought of wanting something that does not belong to you is breaking the 10th commandment. So if you had to put yourself to the test to find out if you're a sinner, if you broke any of the commandments, you are a sinner. The 10 commandments say which side of being a sinner you are. Fact of the matter is, no one on planet Earth in any time and place except for Jesus Christ himself can pass the test of not breaking any of the 10 commandments. If you ever broken any of the 10 commandments, that makes you, again, a sinner. And the wages of sin, breaking any of the commandments, is eternal death. In the Old Testament, and the Bible is broken into two sections, the New and the Old. When someone sinned, the penalty had to be paid. Usually an animal took the place of a human, and that animal's blood was shed to pay the cost of the sin. Although it was not an adequate payment, that was the process that was done to pay for the sin. That is why Christ Jesus took our place, and if I accept his gift, which is eternal life, I can see God in heaven. In heaven. If you are not saved, the process of this would be, first, admit that you are a sinner. That means you are not perfect and you have broken any of the four mentioned commandments. Second, you recognize the wages of sin are death, and that price is too high to pay. Thirdly, Jesus, who literally took everyone's place on the cross, he received the death penalty, even though he never sinned. He took everyone's place, and because God the Creator raised Jesus from the dead, that is proof that Christ paid the death penalty and God accepted the payment for his shed blood sacrifice. Now, if you believe that Christ is raised from the dead, you are saved from eternal death penalty. Not that you or I could do this feat by ourselves, but Jesus did it for us. If you are in acceptance of these facts, combined with proclaiming that you were a sinner, puts you into position to accept the gift of eternal life. The walk to eternal life is an ongoing walk, but the gift of eternal life can only be given by God Almighty. All we can do is accept it, because we can't make it to heaven on our own power or our own volition. So if you're newly saved because you proclaim that you are a sinner and Christ took your place for the death penalty and God Almighty raised him from the dead as an acceptance of his sacrifice, take your place and took your place and took my place as a sinner, you are now saved because of your belief. Welcome to the family of God. As a newly saved Christian, the first thing you should do, if possible, is to find you a Bible-believing church. Secondly, get yourself a physical Bible, or at least a downloadable Bible to your smartphone, and begin to read it every day. Because as you read the Bible, you will learn about God's character. And as a famous saying would say, what would Jesus do? WWJD. In any given situation, the three things that a newly reborn Christian should do: 1, get a Bible; 2, find a church; 3, pray daily. If you don't know how to pray, you can pray the Lord's Prayer, as it is called, until you can get into a position to learn to pray on your own. The Lord's Prayer is as follows: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And amen is, in translation, is, it is so. What prayer is actually talking to the Creator God, the Father. When choosing a church, make sure it is a teaching church. And when I say teaching church, I mean teaching from the Bible. There are three essentials when you're looking for a church. 1, they give a salvation message every time you have service. Sometimes churches call this altar call. Secondly, there should be also an active discipleship program. What is a discipleship program? It is a program that equips you to read and understand the Bible and apply it to your life. Thirdly, the new church that you attend should actively encourage you to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in your daily life? Well, that's all for today's podcast. I'd like to give praise to God Most High, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, for making this podcast possible. Hallelujah. I'm your host, DJ MC Servant, signing off. Until next time, peace and love the Lord.